This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sidney Crosby yesterday, he met with the media, he faced the music, he was asked about his contract.
Do you have the intention of signing an extension when you can this summer, if possible?
Well, I mean, obviously I'm going to talk to Kyle and have a conversation with him, but we'll see. I think it's just, it's something that, I'll have conversations with him about.
So there's Sid. He says he'll talk to Kyle. What I didn't hear there was, yes, I would like to be a Penguin for life, and that might not be a fair thing for me to expect him to say. But just as a Penguins fan who adores Sidney Crosby, I wanted to hear that yesterday, and we didn't get it. But guys like Rob Rossi have been holding strong for the long haul here, saying that Sidney Crosby will stay here for the long haul. Rob Rossi joins us right now on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Rob, you still believe Sidney Crosby will remain a Penguin for life?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, there's nothing to see here. He wasn't asked directly that question. When he's asked directly that question, as I did before the deadline, specifically about, whether the Jake Guentzel trade would have any impact, he said very plainly at each turn, I've always said that. That's what I'm going to do. I guess we are in a never say never world, but look, I would be very surprised if Sidney Crosby does not have an extension either on July 1st or shortly after. I do believe it's going to be somewhere in the 3 to 4 year range, maybe slightly more than his $8.7 million annual AAV. Although I don't know that he won't ultimately decide to do that, but. He's going to finish his career in Pittsburgh. That's going to be the only place he plays. And the Penguins know it because the ownership has mandated it. And his agent has been very clear that the conversations with Kyle Dubas are going to be as much about, the length and the finances as they are what direction this is going to go in for the Penguins. And Sidney Crosby wields the most power and influence of anybody in that organization. And anybody that's telling you different just doesn't want to acknowledge reality.
Rob, what really matters to Sidney Crosby right now, 36 years old, coming off of a year that he played at a high, high level, but they missed the playoffs again 2 years in a row. What's his number one goal, you think, right now? Is it winning cups? Is it just, playing the rest of his career with Malkin and Letang? Is it just being simply a Pittsburgh Penguin? If you get into his mind, what do you think he wants to accomplish right now?
In his mind, all three. And he doesn't concede that that's impossible. Whether he's correct or not, that's to be proven. But he believes that those guys made a commitment to this franchise that deserved a commitment through the end of their careers, which they received a couple of years ago from this ownership group. And by the way, the first significant move this ownership group made was to sign Malkin and Letang. He believes that group, and with the right management, can be a Stanley Cup team again. And he believes that playing in Pittsburgh is an important thing. And you got to remember, Sidney Crosby's two major hockey influences are Steve Yzerman, who did that with Detroit and then came home after a successful run in Tampa to, home, so to speak, to be the Red Wings general manager, and Mario Lemieux. And there's no athlete in the history of professional sports more synonymous with one franchise than Mario Lemieux. So I think he believes all three of those things. What's important to his to his the people around him, and I think, you know, Sidney too, but is being given a clear plan from Kyle Dubas about how they're going to turn this thing around in short order, because that's not been something that's been able to be presented to him, because Jim Rutherford was kind of throwing darts at the wall at the end. There was no real plan from previous management. And to be completely fair to Kyle Dubas, you know, and I, this is why I think there hasn't been a ton of criticism of him that's been legitimate, is that he inherited a mess last year and took some big swings. But he didn't really have a full evaluation of the franchise. Now he does. I think we judge him based off this summer. And I think this will probably be the most pivotal summer of his tenure, which I expect to be long because they've made a big financial commitment to him.
Rob Rossi from The Athletic, Penguins insider, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. And we're very thankful for this. It's great information from Rob. Rob, we'll get to the coach coming up in a minute here. But as far as this roster construction, like you're talking about, what Kyle Dubas is tasked with this offseason, do you think if everything were to go right, that he can put enough around the core to make them a team that could threaten to win a playoff series or two?
Yeah, but I think some of this is out of their control too. I mean, every team is experiencing a salary cap spike. As you've seen, the East is not blessed with great teams. Some of the teams that are at the top now, you would presume are sort of back on the way down at some point soon. Carolina, they've been in this a long time. The Rangers, although they got some more young players, but their best players are all older. Toronto's never won. Boston, you know, I think we're all kind of scratching our heads how Boston does this every year. So yeah, I can go down the list. Tampa. Kyle's challenge, I think, is going to be figuring out how to navigate the 12 contracts with movement difficulties. And, you know, he has said, and I assume this is still true, we'll find out today, that, you know, the big three and Carlson are going to be part of this mix. I've been told that, you know, they weren't interested when they were approached of trading Brian Rust at the deadline or Marcus Pedersen. So you assume those two are part of the mix. So that's six. I think the goaltending is a question. I know what they said yesterday. I wasn't there. We weren't able to get back for that. But I know what they said yesterday about the goaltending. I think there's, you know, I think conversations are in play about what the combination is going to be next year. I think the challenge for Kyle Dubas is to make decisions on guys like Riley Smith, to make decisions on guy like Rickard Rakell, maybe a Tristan Jarry, to see if he can make hockey trades for those guys to get younger guys in here, to get different types of guys in here, maybe more cost-effective guys in here. He has said he wants to make the team younger. That's one way you can do it. It might not be an obvious win as a trade, but that's one way you can do it. And I think, you know, the other biggest thing for Kyle is, you know, how do they maximize the talent they have? The truth is, last year, I think, showed that when you bring a bunch of new guys in, it can take a lot of time for this thing to come together. How do you sort of build on the strengths that they established down the stretch, but make the necessary changes? And really, when you're doing that, what you're asking him to do is make a solid evaluation of, are the guys that he either he inherited or brought in, are they going to take significant steps forward next season or not? And if not, how do you replace them with people that will quickly? It's not easy. He thinks it's doable, and I think we owe him the chance to show us that it is, but it hasn't happened yet in the NHL, where a team that's had the success like the Penguins in this cap era hasn't hit a sustained lull before trying to build back up. And that challenge remains. And I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm not saying it won't happen. We don't know yet.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Rob, do you think that Fenway Sports Group, Kyle Dubas, Sidney Crosby, and the team still think that Mike Sullivan is a championship coach?
Yes, absolutely. No doubt in my mind. I think there could be changes to Mike Sullivan's staff. I base that more off the contracts of the assistants, at least Todd Reirden and Mike Vellucci, to my understanding, are expiring. But yeah, I mean, if Mike Sullivan wasn't going to be the coach here, I don't believe he would have spoken yesterday. I believe we would have known that going into the, you know, final game, given everything that would have come out. You know, Mike Sullivan's committed to this. I don't think, look, I think Mike Sullivan be the first to tell you there's a lot of things he can do better, but I do think he's still a guy whose message is getting through. I think Mike Sullivan needs a certain type of player and a certain type of roster to maximize the way his teams want to play. I think when you saw the younger legs come in this year, and the youth in general, I think the knock on Mike Sullivan's been he doesn't want to play those players. I would argue that they haven't had enough quality of those players to do that until recently. And Kyle Dubas has done a really good job of bringing some more players into that system. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of confidence there. And, look, there's a reality here. He's got a three-year extension that's about to kick in, and it's not cheap. And he's paid like one of the most successful coaches in the NHL. He deserves that contract. And, you know, I know Fenway has a lot of money, but they haven't really shown a great interest with any of their other clubs of just eating money, you know, to throw, you know, bad money after bad if they want to make a coaching change. So I think Mike Sullivan's I think he's safe. And I you know, now maybe in season, if they struggle again, there's conversations there, but unless he wants out, which I don't believe he does, he's here.
Rob, last thing here for you, best guess. And I hate to do this to our guests, but best guess right now on April 19th, to put it in full context, will Tristan Jarry be a Penguin next year?
I'm going to say yes. I think that's going to be a challenging contract to move. Because the cap isn't going up enough where I think the Penguins could take on some bad assets in return, which they might have to do. And I'm not saying Tristan Jarry is a bad asset. Let me be clear. I know I wrote something that, you know, certainly didn't please the Penguins the other day. I think Tristan Jarry is a good goalie. I do think Tristan Jarry might benefit from a change of scenery. And I think the Penguins might benefit from a different approach and goal. Where you're at, where the Penguins are right now, and seeing that Alex Nedeljkovic, if he stays, would get a raise, you don't want to invest too much in that position unless you are, you know, really sure it's going to work. And it worked at times this year, and at times it didn't. So, but I think that's going to be a hard contract to move, not impossible, but I would guess he would come into camp and be that guy and probably even be the, you know, the 1A. But I think, you know, I don't think his future here is guaranteed for those 5 years, the remaining 4 years. And maybe it will come to an end sooner if they can strike a deal that benefits everybody. I don't have a lot of intelligence to say that that's what they're looking to do, but I know that there's people around the league that expect them to explore that trade.
I don't have a lot of intelligence in general, Rob. I appreciate you joining us, man. Thank you so much.
I have no idea if I was in frame for any of this. You guys are asking a blind guy to try to shape himself. So good luck with everything. Thank you. We can talk hockey anytime.
My man.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Rob. We got the anytime from Rob.
Anytime.
And the PM team guys were trying to get him on yesterday, and Rob had stuff to do. He wouldn't go on with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Second time this week.
Wow.
We got Rob. We got the insider. We got Neil Shipley.
Mm. For the record, he was beautifully framed as well.
Well, we also got a text. People are interested in this. You can watch 93.7thefan.com on the web stream. All of our guests now, you'll be able to see their bright and smiling and happy faces. Someone texted in and said, Rob is coming across the air, crystal clear. Hope all guests eventually sound like this.
Sounds great.
It does sound great. We just need to get something in the studio so we can see their faces, not on delay.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.